Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on keeping good company, taking the du'as of the pious people and visiting those places that are blessed. So today's hadith, before we go to today's hadith, just few things with regards to yesterday's hadith. Yesterday's hadith was Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person follows the religion of his friend, he follows the creed, the way of his friends. So whichever ways his friends are on, automatically he gets molded along that line and he follows the same trend. So if they are continuously doing or involved in a certain sport, then he also takes a liking for that sport. If they got a certain hobby, then he'll also take on that hobby. Like that, if they have a certain liking for a certain type of travel or going to certain places, then automatically, because he's with that clique, with that league, so he wants to move with them. So certain Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, فَلْيَنْظُرْ مَيْ يُخَالِلْ. Person should be very careful who he takes as his friend. So now under this, there are a few things that are mentioned, that when choosing a friend, what should we consider? What things should be considered when one is choosing a friend? The first thing he needs to be considered is he needs to be sane and intelligent. The friends that we are choosing, choose friends that are intelligent. When we have intelligent friends, they will make intelligent choices. And when they make intelligent choices, we will also benefit from being in that company. Now, a person is intelligent, he'll know that his time is valuable, or he'll know that it's salah time. So now the intelligent thing to do at this time is to go and proceed towards the masjid. So if he's keeping intelligent friends, then automatically the intelligent decisions will also affect him as a friend in that company. The next thing that he should keep in mind is his character needs to be good. His akhlaq needs to be good. The friend that I'm keeping, what type of akhlaq did he have? Does he have the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he doesn't have a good akhlaq? So very important that his akhlaq must be good. The next thing that we should keep in mind when choosing a friend, that he should not be an open sinner, because one does not respect the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be trustworthy to his fellow men. In other words, that he is respecting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the commands of Allah ta'ala are directed towards him, he's careful. He's not somebody that openly gets involved, or even secretly gets involved in interest. He doesn't deceive, he doesn't cheat, he's very honest, he's very kind, he's very courteous, he's got good qualities. So by being in a company of that type of person, those qualities rub off on us. If we keep in a company, for example, of someone that is foul-mouthed, swearing all the time, even just by being in that person's company, you're hearing all that swearing that is coming. So it's affecting the mind, even though you at that time may not be swearing. After a while, it will also come onto your tongue just by staying in that company. Or people that use slang very loosely, very easily, all the time talking slang and talking very loose. So sometimes we're thinking that just being there is innocent, but we're not realizing by the thing continuously listening to it, very soon it will come into our tongues also. We will start speaking like that. So this is what is meant, that a person should not be someone that openly disobeys the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next is, he should not be an innovator of false practices in Islam. In other words, he's not involved in any type of bid'at. He's careful that what original Islam has taught us, that is what we stick to. And the last point that is here, that he should not be one who greedily chases after the world and its luxuries. He's not one that is all the time looking to upgrade. Upgrade the house, upgrade the car, upgrade cell phone, upgrade anything. Last year we went to this destination, now we must try and beat it and go to another destination, exotic destination. Because if we're going to move in a circle of that type of friends, then automatically ourselves, our families, etc., will want to keep up with them, listening to their stories, their karguzaris, their reports of where we went and what we did and how we did. Automatically they will want to also do that. So that company has such an effect on a person, that even a person may have come from a simple background and he wouldn't have wasted and splashed and went to places and spent so much of money, but because he's just sitting with a company of people that are talking about these things, now he feels that I also have to do it. The children and pressure will also come onto him. You need to upgrade your car, you need to upgrade your house, you need to upgrade your holidays. All this because of the circle of friends that a person chooses. Today's hadith of Nabi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that a person shall be with those whom he loved on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll be with those people that he loved in this dunya. That who he took as his friends, who he loved, who was his circle, that these are the people that he had love for on the dunya, he will be with them on the day of Qiyamah. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ قِيلَ لِلنَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ الرجل يحب القوم ولما يلحق بهم قال المرء مع من أحبه. Another narration has it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that a person loves a particular people but he has not joined them as yet. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a person shall be with those whom he loved. It's mentioned that this hadith was one of those hadiths that gave Sahaba the most amount of pleasure. Most amount of pleasure. Because one thing that was worrying them very much was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with us in this dunya. We are in his company, we are frequenting his gathering, we are sitting with him, we are benefiting. They had a lot of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it was worrying them that in akhirat he'll have such a high status. We won't be with him. So how difficult it's going to be for us there that we're not going to be with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this question was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person loves a particular people but he has not joined them as yet. He loves them, he hasn't joined them as yet. What is their condition? In other words, what status they've got, this person doesn't have that. And this was their concern. They knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's status was very, very high. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them this answer, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, a person shall be with whom he loves. A person shall be with whom he loves. How much of joy it gives them, because they love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now they knew that on the day of Qiyamah in Akhirat, in Jannat, we inshallah there's hope that we will be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one easy way for us to get that hope also, that we will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, is we must have love for the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have love for his Sunnah, there's great hope inshallah that this is a sign that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we will be with him in Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.